Hello, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. Today we have Steve I on the line. How are you doing today, Steve?
Doing great.
Well, I'm very excited to talk to you about the upcoming Generation Axe show Monday, December 3rd at the Palace in Greensburg. So for those of us who missed the tour back in 2016, tell us what we can expect.
Well, you know, it's a kind of a unique celebration of the guitar. I love the guitar, and I always come up with these fanciful ideas, and one of them was to create this backing band, one backing band for an entire show, and then have like five crazy guitarists take to the stage, sort of in different incarnations, you know?
Okay.
And but one of the unique things about the show is, you know, you get five guitar players on the stage, you can get really messy quick, you know?
Right.
So we arranged all these tracks so that, you know, the guitar, when it resonates together in harmony, it's just such a beautiful thing, you know? And we've arranged these songs to include like four or five guitar part harmony. And it's really magnificent because it's rare you get to hear something like this live. So when I started this thing, I kind of created these genre lists, and I had like metal, rock, blues, fusion, acoustic, and then I just put all my favorite guitar players in the categories, and I thought, let me explore the metal rock category, since that's the one that resonates closest to kind of like what I do.
Uh-huh.
And at the top of the list was Chosen of Ozzy, Yngwie Malmsteen, Nuno Bettencourt, and Zakk Wylde, and I called these guys and I explained it to them, and they went in. And it was fabulous. You know, we did that American tour, and then it was so good we did an Asian tour. And I recorded seven shows in the Asian tour, and then edited and mixed. And we have a record coming out in February. And it's really fantastic. It's the show kind of, you know, kicks off with all five of us coming out and playing. And on the record, we do Foreplay by Boston, and it's got all these great guitar harmonies. This tour we're opening with Hocus Pocus, which is really cool.
Very cool.
And then everybody gets to do a set, and then they're joined by other people, and then sometimes three, four, five guitars. And what I'm really excited about right now, we're working on a five guitar part harmonization for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow.
You know, where I got all of Freddie's vocals and we reproduced them. And it's just amazing, you know, to hear that whole opera section on guitar
right.
And stuff.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about that.
So is that something we'll get to see at the show here in Pittsburgh, or are you still working on it?
We're still kind of working on it. Hopefully, we may premiere it tonight if we get enough sound check time.
Yeah.
But we should be there, it should be in by Pittsburgh, I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, everybody's talking about Queen right now with the movie out. I still haven't seen it, so I'm looking forward to that still.
Fantastic. Yeah, Nuno and I went to see it the other night when we had a night off in Colorado.
Very cool.
It was great because we're in the theater and we're kind of, you know, we know Brian, you know. So we took a little video of the movie and then us in the theater and we sent it to Brian. And we got a lovely note back. It was great.
Very cool. So with such a diverse group of talented musicians, do you find that you've learned anything from each other on these tours?
Oh, you learn a lot on all sorts of levels. There's the obvious musical level because all these guys are completely accomplished, you know?
Yes.
And they're totally confident in what they do. And, you know, when you're surrounded by giants like this, they raise your game, you know?
Uh-huh.
Oddly enough, there's no competition. The only people we compete with is ourselves, you know, to be more of who we are as individuals, and we each support each other in that. And it's I've learned so much in regards to that. And personally, it's just, you know, when you're out on tour with somebody, there's no secrets at sea. You know, you really bond, and you get to, you know, an intimate peek into everybody's life. And, you know, they're just such amazing guys. They're intense, you know. They're just, we're all kind of crazy, but just hanging out and talking, you know, on the bus at night is just one of our favorite parts of the tour. You know, it's just great.
So I wanted to ask you about the backing band. Who do you have out with you playing, you know, drums, bass, etc.?
We have J.P. Bouvet on drums, and he's quite a unique drummer because the music is pretty diverse, you know. We have Tosin Abasi's music that's sort of like, you know, calculus. You know, it's so complex. It takes a particular type of brain muscle to play that stuff. But we also need that drummer to be able to rock out on our stuff. And JP is just fabulous for that. And Pete Griffith is on bass. I've known Pete for many years. He's just an incredibly solid player and, you know, covers all the bases, literally. And then we have Nick Markogovic on keyboards, and he was from Ing Bass Band. And, okay. And they're really quite a good backing band.
Very cool. So, you know, I've seen you perform, you know, on G3 and your own shows. How did you decide, you know, what you were going to narrow down your personal set list to for these shows?
Well, that was, it's difficult, actually, because you want to kind of get a smattering of various dynamics and dimensions. And sometimes it takes a little while I'm on tour to switch songs around to kind of get a good feel. But usually it's something that includes a ballad. Something pretty heavy and maybe something a little funky. So on this tour, I'm opening with There's a Fire in the House from my Fire Garden record.
Okay.
And then I do The Animal from Passion and Warfare and then From the Love of God.
Very cool.
That seems to be working pretty good.
Yeah. For the Love of God's always been my favorite, so I'm happy to hear that that's in the set.
Yeah. I love playing it.
Yeah. So, you know, your shows are always so much fun. What's your favorite song to play live? Do you have one?
Well, it varies. You know, some are kind of challenging. Some are very open for improvisation. But one of my favorite parts of the show on the Story of Light tour was when we would do audience participation. It was called Build Me a Song, where I would grab people from the audience and bring them up on stage.
Okay.
And have them, like, sing parts, you know, like they'd sing a drum part, and a bass part, and a guitar part, and a melody. And it's so funny because we did like 254 shows on that tour, and I did it virtually every night, unless uh-huh. we were doing like a festival or something. And it works every time, no matter who I pull up on stage. It's always fun. So that was kind of like a high point for me.
So I've got to ask about instruments because you have so many guitarists on the road. How do you, you know, decide which instruments you guys are bringing, and where do you fit all the guitars?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Well, everybody brings their main, you know, weapon of choice, so to speak. And for me, it's a little difficult in that, and you need to bring spares, you know. Mm-hmm. So I do most of the guys are playing E flat, you know, so their guitars are tuned in E flat. So they will bring, you know, you probably bring three or four guitars, but me, I have to bring a whole bunch because I've got. There's a fire in the house. It's a drop C tuning, so I got to bring that, and then a backing guitar for that, and then I have to bring an E flat guitar and a backing guitar for that, and then I bring one of my normal tuned guitars without a sustainer and a backing for that, and then and that's Evo, and then I bring Flo, which is a sustainer guitar and a backing for that, and then there's so you know, and then we have big trucks.
Yeah,
stuff everything in the trucks, and we're on our way.
It must be quite the gallery to see backstage with all of them lined up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you look at the front of the stage and you see the, you know, the setup of the band, and you go into the wings and everybody, all the guitar techs have their, you know, their stations, and they're just festooned with guitars.
Very cool. So, Steve, what other projects do you have in the works after the tour finishes?
Well, I've got, I'm releasing a piano reduction CD, which is kind of like a little, it's the second volume. And what it is, I find like these virtuoso pianists, and I have them perform a handful of my songs, 11 or 12, on solo piano. And the first one was performed by Mike Keneally, and that I think was 2012. And
okay.
I have one now coming out. I found this incredible virtuoso female Japanese piano player named Miho Arai. And for the past 3 years, you know, we'd go into the studio now and then and just chip away at some tracks, and that's done, and that's probably going to come out. That's coming out in February. It's kind of for the hardcore fans. I'm
attracted to composing. You know, I actually started composing when I was very young.
So I like these kinds of quirky projects that involve more compositional type thing. So that's coming
okay.
up. Then I'm going to go off the grid and hunker down in the studio with a hot guitar and make the best guitar record that I ever made.
Well, that's something definitely to look forward to.
Yeah, it's nice because for the past 2 years or so, you know, one of the best ways to create anything is to visualize it first. You know, you visualize yourself doing things that you can't quite do. And that's when you focus enough on creating a picture in your mind of it, mm-hmm. then when you go to do it, it just starts to manifest, you know. So I've been kind of creating this visual in my mind of a particular way of performing that's very, it's sort of another dimension. It's a different dimension to anything I've done in the past, because, you know, it takes experience and years, and you're constantly expanding. So I'm very excited to get into the studio and start, you know, trying out these new visualizations, so to speak.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for joining us today on 91.7 WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh. We look forward to seeing you perform at the Generation Act show on December 3rd.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Appreciate the support.
How you doing? How you doing? You ready? Okay, Zach's going to show you what a Frankenstein monster sounds like. We'll be right back. Generation X in the house.